Okay, welcome back. In this chapter, we are going to talk about the other few debt instruments, which are debentures, bonds, and we'll also see what is the process of securitization. So under sources of finance, let's see what are these debt instruments. The session objective talks about understanding the definition and objectives of debenture and bonds and certain important facts with respect to the process of securitization. We'll also see what is the difference between debenture and a bond. We'll analyze the advantage, disadvantage of both these instruments, and we'll try to see what are the new advancements in bonds and debentures. So let's understand what is this debenture or what is this bond. See, debenture and bonds both are debt instruments that are issued by any company. In most of the countries, these particular terms are used interchangeably. However, United States has very clearly defined what are the two different instruments and how they are different from each other. So in India, we may use these terms interchangeably, but there's a clear definition of what's a debenture and what is a bond. The functional difference in a debenture and the bond is basically centered around collateral. And this collateral will make you understand whether it's a debenture or a bond. These collaterals are usually purchased under different circumstances. So we'll see how this difference is found out. So if you talk about bonds, they are the most frequently referred type of debt instruments, because they serve you as IOU. So I owe you the money, so the issuer and purchaser. So if you have the bond issued by me, my company, then I as a company owe you the money since you are the bondholder. In case of debentures, they have more specific purpose why they have been actually got in the market. So why they are issued. So they're very specific. Debentures would be issued comparatively for a shorter duration compared to a bond. They would be used to raise some kind of, you know, money or capital for some particular project or short-term capital needs of the company, or maybe for some kind of expansion of the company. So I can say debenture does have features of a bond. So all debentures are bonds. However, not all bonds are debentures. So since a bond is unsecured, it becomes a debenture. So if there is collateral attached, it's a bond. If there is no collateral attached to a bond, I'll say it's a debenture. So we know debenture is nothing but a long-term debt instrument which a company is going to issue to you or a government is going to issue to you to raise capital for its projects. Debentures, as we said, they don't have any collaterals with them. So they are unsecured, no collateral attached. So it's more about the issuer's credit worthiness, which is taken into account whenever you are buying a debenture. So if your issue, if the company is coming with a debenture, look, people are looking at the credibility of the company of paying it back to decide whether they would want to take the company's debenture or no, invest in that particular debenture or no. This particular debenture could be used for raising funds for different purposes. As we discussed, it could be for expansion, it could be for a new capital expenditure or any kind of debt financing of the company. And these debentures are further classified into different types. They could be redeemable, irredeemable, callable, putable. I'll say they could be fully or partly paid. They could be mortgaged, first or second mortgage. They could be premium notes. There could be different ways in which the debenture could be defined. So let us look at what is this classification of different debentures, what are the different types. If you look at the classification of the debentures, they are classified based on the tenure, the redemption, the mode in which it would be redeemed, their convertibility, security of the debenture, transferability, the type of interest rate to be paid, and the coupon rate, etc. So these are different ways in which you could actually, you know, define what kind of debenture it is or look at the different type of debenture. So let's take each one in detail. So the first classification of debenture is as per the redemption and tenure. So we are saying there is a redeemable debenture and there is an irredeemable debenture. What's a redeemable debenture? A redeemable debenture is basically which comes with a fixed maturity period. After the maturity period is over, the money is redeemed or that particular debenture is redeemed and the money is paid back to the investor who has lent you the money. In case of irredeemable debenture, it's perpetual. It is still the life of the company. So the company may has a life, a business entity is different than an individual. So till the time you're doing the same business, looking at the life of the company, this particular debenture remains in existence. So it is known as a perpetual debenture. Second, based on convertibility, convertible and non-convertible. Convertible debentures are those debentures which gets converted into equity shares. Non-convertible debentures are usually redeemable ones, which will get redeemed. They will not get converted into any other asset. Usually, company would have a convertible debenture so that while paying off, if it's giving an option to convert it into equity shares, it doesn't have much burden of paying the entire debt in a particular year. It could be convertible, also could be further divided into two categories, fully and partly convertible debentures. When I'm saying fully convertible debentures, 100% of the debenture gets converted into an equity share. And when we say partly convertible, maybe I've defined that 60% gets converted into an equity share and 40% is paid off. So there could be a partly or a fully convertible debenture as mentioned by the company in the initial go. Looking at a third criteria for naming the debenture, that is security. I may secure the debenture with any kind of mortgage. So I'm securing, it's also known as mortgage debenture. So I'm mortgaging an asset and I'm securing the payment of debenture on maturity. And there could be a naked or unsecured debenture wherein though no mortgage is created for paying off the debenture holder in future. It could also be a first mortgage or a second mortgage debenture. When we say first mortgage debenture, there is basically a first charge over the assets of the company. So in case the company gets liquidated, they are the first one to get paid off. And in case of second mortgage, they would have the second right on the mortgage asset of the in case of a debenture. So in case any problem in payment and the asset is getting mortgaged and it's going to get sold off or the company is getting liquidated, first mortgage debenture holders get paid first. So that's the reason the name is first and second mortgage debentures. Talking about transferability or registration of a debenture, I'll say they are registered debentures or unregistered debentures. Registered debentures would basically have the name of the investor, the date of maturity, the terms, the payment to be made, the amount would be very clearly mentioned, and the address and name would be registered with the government as well as with the company. Whereas in case of unregistered debentures, they are those debentures which are like bearer checks. The holder receives the interest. The beauty about registered is, since you have registered the debenture, whenever you pay the, you transfer the debenture to somebody else, the new owner would have to register the same with the company again, else the interest and the principal amount would be paid off to the registered person with the company if the change is not made. So very important to take care when it comes to registered debenture. Ensure you update your information in the company books, in the government books, that you are the holder of that debenture. Coming to interest rate, there could be a fixed or a floating rate debenture. A fixed rate debenture means fixed interest rate to be paid on the debenture amount mentioned. Floating interest rate could be dependent on, say, a PLR, or it could be dependent on LIBOR. So you may use any index, interest index, or maybe you may have, MIBOR, Mumbai Interbank Offer Rate. Looking at that rate, you will decide how much would be the rate of interest, what it would be floating in the market. Whereas in the fixed, there's a fixed interest attached to the debenture. Coming to coupon, there could be a no coupon rate, that is zero coupon or specific rate debentures, or there could be secured premium notes or debentures. See, when we say zero coupon and specific rate debentures, zero coupon means these debentures don't come with any kind of interest payments. So how do I earn money as an investor? The debenture says the value of the debenture is a lakh of rupee. When I am actually purchasing the debenture, that means I'm lending the company the money, I'm going to lend only 80,000 rupees. The difference of between 80,000 and 1 lakh rupee, at the maturity, I'm going to receive 1 lakh rupee. The 20,000 is nothing but my coupon which I earn, the premium which I earn for the money which I give. So such kind of a debenture is known as a zero coupon debenture. I am not receiving fixed interest every year, but I'm going to receive the difference between the issue price and the maturity price, or the redemption price, as we say. There could be a or there could be a specific rate debenture. So specific rate debentures are usually a deep discount, you know, bonds which would say, you know, maybe 5% or depending on rate in the market that time, we're going to pay you coupon in the last or in the end along with the principal. So that could be a specific rate debenture. There could be a secured premium note or a debenture. When we say secured premium note, this is nothing but they are redeemed at premium over the face value of the debentures. They are very similar to zero coupon bonds. The only difference is between the discount and the premium. A zero coupon bond are issued at discount and redeemed at par, whereas these secured premium notes are issued at par and they would always be redeemed at premium. So in zero coupon, we said that it is issued at discount. In case of premium, you're saying you're paying more than the issue price. So while redemption, you're going to receive both the issue price plus the premium. Last, when it comes to mode of redemption, it could be a callable debenture or a putable debenture. When I say callable debenture, here the issuer of the debenture or the company which has issued the debenture can buy back it anytime, call for a buyback. So it is known as callable. And when it comes to putable, if you are a debenture holder, you can put the debenture to the company for any time for redemption. So you can go to the company and ask your money back anytime. So that's a putable debenture. Okay, we've seen what are the debentures. Now let us talk about bonds. What are these bonds? Bonds are very similar to debentures. The only difference between a bond and debenture is bonds would usually be backed up with some kind of securities which are issued by government or government agencies. So whenever a debt is coming with a security or a collateral, we are saying that that is nothing but a bond. They're considered to be less risky compared to a debenture and even lesser risky than equity. And they play a very crucial role in the financial market as they're going to provide you fixed income investment option. You'll see a lot of bond issued by different, you know, banks, treasuries, government organizations, and they're helped to, these particular bonds help companies as well as government to raise finance for various projects, usually big infrastructure projects. The tenure of these bonds are usually more than the debentures. They may even be for 20 years, especially when they are municipal bonds. And this helps the government to cover their budget deficits by raising money through individuals or people across the country. Let us talk about different types of bonds. First type being corporate bonds. Now, what are corporate bonds? They are those bonds which are nothing but they are issue stocks. They look as good as issue stocks. As a company, I want some kind of finance. And so I may issue this particular bond for a period of maybe more than 5 years or maybe up to 12 years. Usually they are in the range of 5 to 12 years. And they would have a higher yield over other types of bonds. So as a company, I'm issuing bond for raising money. Okay. And since this is registered, it's more secured. It would have, it's registered. So the default rate is less. So that's nothing but a corporate bond. Next is convertible bonds. Convertible bonds are those bonds which a company would issue would get converted into any other different form. So it could get converted into equity in future. And so the name itself says convertible bonds. The way we have convertible debentures, we may also have a convertible bond. So this usually an investor usually likes having a convertible bond because it gives access to a huge chunk of equity share at the, you know, at the maturity period of this particular bond. Let's talk about next type, that is callable bonds. Callable bonds are also known as redeemable bonds. They could be redeemed by the company, government, whoever is the issuer prior to the maturity. So they will just call off for redemption anytime prior to the maturity. That's the reason it is known as callable bond. You know, why would a company do that? A company would call a bond if they see that the interest rates are decreasing and they are paying a higher interest on this particular bond. So better to call off and redeem such kind of bonds. Fourth category is term bonds. Term bonds are basically those bonds from the same issue where the share where they share the same maturity dates. Okay. Now, in this case of term bonds, it would definitely have a call feature and it could be redeemed at an earlier date other than the other issued bond. So term bond is something like a callable bond. The only feature here is that there could be different categories. The agreement could be known as indenture, where a schedule could be made, and you know what is the type of redemption and what are the different maturity dates could be mentioned. So I may redeem it in parts. I may redeem it in four parts, three parts. So the name of this particular bond is term bond. Next category is amortized bond. Amortized bond is basically a financial certificate that has been reduced in value for records on accounting statements. So what happens in case of amortization? You have an asset which you write off every year. So in case of amortized bond, the interest or the coupon which you receive, you will keep on writing off that particular interest as if it's an expense. So the bond value keeps on diminishing with the amortized amount, the interest or the coupon getting received every year. Next category is adjustment bonds. Adjustment bonds are those bonds which a bondholder would basically, keep. They are basically used for any kind of restructuring, or they are basically issued prior to restructuring. So as and when the restructuring gets over, the terms could be adjusted with the creditors. Usually, if a company is near bankruptcy and it requires protection from the creditors, they will try to have such kind of bonds, as it's unable to make or receive its debt obligation. So that's nothing but an adjustment bond. Next category is junk bond. What's a junk bond? Junk bond is basically a bond of a company which is very speculative. They don't have a good credit rating. And since they are said to be junk bonds, they give you a high yield. It's a high risk, high return bond. So they are junk bonds. Opposite to junk bond is an angel bond. Angel bond is a bond of a company with a very high credit rating. And so the interest rate which you earn on them is comparatively lesser. So a high investment grade bond could be an angel bond, and a junk bond is a high yielding bond, maybe giving you 3-4% more or a higher percentage than any other government security. There are other types of bonds also, like collateral trust bond, which would have a collateral attached to it for the bond repayment, convertible bond, which gets converted in any kind of equity share. There could be a debenture. We said debenture is also a kind of a bond. The bond which has no collateral is known as a debenture. There's a deferred interest bond. Deferred interest bond is nothing but it offers very little or no interest at the start of the bond term, and more interest at the end. So you pay less coupon in the initial year and you get more coupon as an investor in the last few years. That's a deferred interest bond. Interest rate is deferring. There is a guaranteed bond. Guaranteed means there is a third party guarantee that in case the issuer defaults, the X person will pay you the money on the date of maturity. There is an income bond. Income bond is nothing but every year there is a fixed obligation to make interest payments, and interest keeps on coming in form of income every year. So the name is income bond. There could be a mortgage bond. Mortgage bond is nothing but it's a bond which would be backed by real estate or a equipment owner. Next, there is a serial bond. Serial bond is basically that bond which is gradually paid off in each successive year. So the total amount of debt outstanding is gradually reduced. So I may issue a bond for 5 years, and for every 5 year, I'll define how much principal and interest to pay after each year. And I'm going to pay my entire bond in the series of 5 payments over 5 years. Such a bond is known as serial bond. There could be a variable rate bond, as we discussed, depending on MIBOR, LIBOR or any other bank rate, I would have interest rate paid accordingly. There could be a zero coupon bond, no interest paid absolutely on the bond. That's a zero coupon bond. And there could be a zero coupon convertible bond. So there could be a deep discounted bond, which gives you zero interest. And in future, it can also get converted into equity share. So this is about different types of bonds. Let's understand bonds and debentures further in the coming slides. Let's understand what's the difference between bonds and debentures. A bond is basically a financial instrument which shows the indebtedness of the issuing body towards its holder. So IOU is nothing but a bond. So the company says how much money does a company owe to the bondholder. And so it says it shows the indebtedness of the issuer. In case of debenture, it's a debt instrument which is basically not having any collateral, used for long-term finance. Talking about collateral, we said debentures may be secured or unsecured. Whereas in case of bonds, they are always secured. They'll always be backed by some kind of collateral. In case of interest rate, bonds come with a lower interest rate, whereas debentures come with a higher interest rate. So no collateral, higher risk, higher interest rate. In case of bonds, they are usually issued by government agencies, financial institutions or corporations. And in case of debentures, they are issued by companies. When it comes to the payment terms, bonds would usually pay you an accrued interest, whereas debentures would pay you interest periodically. When it comes to owners, the owners of bonds are known as bondholders. The owners of debentures are known as debenture holders. When it comes to risk factor, since there is a high interest or coupon attached to a debenture, the risk factor is high in debentures, whereas the risk factor is lower in case of bonds. Priority of repayment, first the bondholder would be repaid, and second a debenture holder would be repaid in case there is a liquidation of the firm. Let's talk about a very important topic, securitization. This particular topic has got a lot of light after the global financial crisis. So what do you mean by securitization? Securitization was part of the global financial crisis. So let us see what is this securitization. So securitization is basically a process by which the financial assets such as mortgages, any kind of loans, credit card debt are all bundled together and transformed into a tradable security. These securities are then further sold to investors. So what would I do? I am basically ICICI Bank. I have a mortgage of say 10 crores. I have auto loans of 20 crores and I have credit card debt of other 30 crores. So total 10, 20 and 30, 60 crores would be bundled together in the form of a debt and I will transform them into securities and float them or sell them to the market to different investors. This process will help me how? This process will help me as ICICI Bank to convert all my illiquid assets into liquid ones. I have cash now in hand to further give lending to other people who require a loan. So I free up my capital by such kind of lending or investment. What happens in securitization further is the entire primary liability is not with the issuing company. As the securities are now bought by the public, who will be paid for these long-term assets and whenever they mature. So what have I done? I have passed on the entire burden of repayment to the people. I have taken the money from investors. I am waiting for my money to come back and I will pay back the investors when the entire money comes back. So if I have given a loan at 12%, I am going to issue them in, I am going to bundle them, have securitization, tradable securities at the rate of 10% and give it to investors who will buy it at 10%. And the difference you see is nothing but my premium. So the primary liability of bond and debenture is that of the issuing company. I am the company who has issued the bond and debenture. Liability remains with me. However, now investor is a party is given me for the capital to give it to other individuals. This process would offer a lot of advantages to financial institutions and they help you to diversify your funding sources as a financial institution or a bank. It reduces your risk exposure and improves liquidity for the financial institution providing the money. Let's talk about what are the advantages and disadvantages of debentures and bonds. Let's first talk about debentures. What are the advantages of issuing a debenture? First, in case you're going for a debenture issue, there is no dilution of ownership as it's a debt instrument. You are not making others the owner of the company. They are just your investors. There's a tax advantage because you're paying interest on the debenture, whichever you have issued. Interest being an expense, it actually makes your profitability less, so lesser taxes to be paid. No interference with the working of the organization. Debenture holders would not have any say like equity shareholders in your day-to-day activity or any kind of resolutions to be passed. So it's more preferred over equity. Payment of interest could be fixed or floating. In most of the cases, companies prefer a fixed interest debenture. So their interest obligation is fixed every year And firm will basically not share in its profits, but show the interest as an expense. So that these are the primary advantages for a company or an issuer of debentures. What could be the disadvantage? First basic disadvantage is any kind of payment of interest is mandatory. It's a legal compliance which the company has to adhere to. It's the ability of the company to borrow further in case it wants to go for next loan. So it becomes, you know, difficult for a company to keep on adding the debt because its credit limit keeps on diminishing as and when debentures or new debt keeps on coming in. Repayment funds planning is also needed. How are you going to repay the entire debenture? What is your planning? Whether it's serial or whether it is in a particular year you're going to pay off the entire debt? And what is the mode of payment of this debt? It is usually bought by large institutional investors and hence at times it is costlier compared to other debt terms. It's also unsecured, so the interest rates are higher. Let's talk about what are the advantages and disadvantages of bonds. When we talk about bonds, they are comparatively safer. So it gives you a lot of safety of principal as well as periodic interest income. It's a preferable investment by a lot of people, especially who are retiring. So the people, a huge pool of people are available who basically want to buy your bonds, as interest income here is more fixed. And this interest income supports the living expenses. It's safe haven buying. Usually government bonds are having a lot of good credibility in the market. So people prefer buying them over any other instrument. And you can buy bonds directly through any broker or maybe indirectly through a bond mutual fund. What are the disadvantages with respect to bonds? In case of bonds, there is a rising interest rate. There could be market volatility. That was going to impact the price of the bond. It also comes with a credit risk. Looking at the market factors, interest rates keeps on changing. So there is a credit risk attached to this bond. In case of bond market, there are individual bonds usually. Some bonds could be bought back before maturity. We talked about callable bonds. If that's the case, the investor does not make money for all the life which he or she is expecting as an income as the bond is called off by the issuer. The issuer could also default on interest and principal repayment obligations. However, there's a legal commitment. There could be a default. And here, issuers are more likely to exercise early redemption rights. Since bonds would be a period for 10 years, 20 years, people, you know, most of the issuers usually try to pay off the bonds before the maturity, which is going to, you know, make you again put in a dilemma where to reinvest the principal in future. Let's talk about what are the new developments in both bonds and debenture market. Now we have green bonds in place. These green bonds are nothing but environment bonds. So any kind of investment which the company is doing to save the environment, it may raise money, and these bonds would be termed as green bonds used for environment projects. There are sustainability linked bonds. Now, ESG is the new game, environment, social and governance. So company may come up with sustainable solutions, and to put that project into place, they may raise money in form of bonds. And those bonds would be named as sustainability linked bonds. There are a lot of investors who are only interested in investing in such kind of bonds. So you may have a sustainability linked bond. There could be digital bonds. Digital bonds are basically those bonds which are using, you know, Power BI, or they're using blockchain to understand customer type, and the bond instruments could be pushed to such kind of investors for further investment. There could be changes in regulation with respect to bonds and debentures in future, looking at the new advent of the bond market and how fixed income market is growing. Bond and debenture market, if you see, have now lower interest rate because, you know, equity is really doing good. So when you're comparing it with equity market, it gives you a better return. So there could be lower interest rates on bonds and debentures even in future. And securitization becomes a very, very hot topic. What kind of norms would be there for securitization in the market is going to completely impact the assets which would be bundled together to further trade in form of securitization. A lot of countries are still not very open with the idea of securitization for all kind of assets. So a lot of changes are happening in the securitization arena too. This is something new or trending now in bonds and debenture. Hope to talk about other few debt instruments in the coming chapters. Thank you.